When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What did you make of Caleb Williams' second game under new OC Thomas Brown? Do you believe the young QB is getting better? What is his performance the highlight of the game? And what is your explanation for his late heroics?
I think there's no doubt that he was the highlight of the game for the Bears. And I think there's no question that he has, for the second week in a row, made progress and made plays when he needed to. And this is a young man developing a reputation for being a clutch quarterback. And by that, I mean we've waited for a long time to see a quarterback in Chicago who was the kind of guy, Dave says it all the time, you're down 10, 4 minutes to go, and do you trust your quarterback to be able to make plays to make the difference? The answer in Chicago now is yes, you do. You have that expectation. Even now, after a five-game losing streak, and they are where they are at 4-7, but you have the feeling that Caleb Williams is going to be able to be that guy. And you had the feeling yesterday, for one quick moment, when they won the coin flip and got the ball, they were going to win this game because of Caleb Williams. He was a because of guy. He was the guy that was elevating the play of everybody around him, rather than the other way around. It wasn't they were going to win with him or in spite of him. They were going to win because of him. And it's been a while. It's been a while since the Bears as an organization have been able to look forward to that reality each and every Sunday. So I don't know if it's the Thomas Brown effect. I think Caleb talked post-game, was there, and he was describing just how simple the communication was, and maybe them simplifying some of the verbiage and things. Fine. I think that may be the biggest impact. The sequencing of plays isn't necessarily different. His arm talent is obvious. He did the special. And when he does that, that was the only bright spot. But boy, when he plays like that, you have reason for encouragement.
He did do the special, but then he also did the not-so-special. And I'm going back to that sack he took in overtime. Now, he and Thomas Brown, is it Thomas Brown? Is it Thomas Brown's up in the booth? Would that have made a difference for Shane Waldron? There is a connection there, no doubt about it. Short sample size, it's only two games. And I think the next question you have to ask yourself is, if we are moving on from Matt Eberflus, and you're hiring a new head coach, and I'm not suggesting that it should be Thomas Brown to be the head coach, but if you were to bring in an offensive-minded head coach, which I think the majority of people would want, would Caleb go to the Bears and say, hey, let Ben Johnson know, as an example, that I would like to keep Thomas Brown around in some capacity because him and I are really connected and on the same page?
Yeah, it's a lot of speculation. I don't know that they're that symbiotic, or if he needs him that much. Maybe you're right. I don't know that. If you have information that no one else has, then you should share it, but it sounds like you're kind of speculating. I got to tell you, that is the special. We saw it again. And his numbers look great by the end of the day. Now, you'd like to see that continue in overtime. That was rough. That was a bad sack. And he took a bad sack, and he's still a young guy, and he's still figuring things out. But I think that he's getting it. He's improving. It's moves and counter moves. And he came in, and he was doing okay, and then he kind of went in a little bit of a slump. But the last couple of games, we've seen a revival of him. And he, yeah, I hated the way that game was sold. This idea that it's the rookie quarterback against the defensive coordinator. Oh, wait to see Brian Flores. He's the king of the cover zero blitz, and he's going to play against a rookie quarterback. That, you know, that should have been the offensive coordinator against the defensive coordinator, and the quarterback, one of the guys that is kind of a pawn in that battle. But the way we portrayed it was, it was really Caleb against Brian Flores. And that's kind of an unfair battle, in my opinion. But I couldn't believe how well he did against Brian Flores. I couldn't believe how in control he was, and how, you know, they are capable of doing it. I thought that Kevin O'Connell really outcoached Matt Eberflus, especially at the end of that game, because it was play caller against play caller, and it just felt like, you know, they were doing all sorts of good things the minute the Bears were trying to do something else. But I really enjoyed the performance of Caleb Williams, who now hasn't thrown a pick in five games, which I think Dan Weider wrote something about that it's the first time since like 1932 that a quarterback has gone through this kind of a losing streak and not thrown a pick in it, according to Stathead or someone like that. But that's extraordinary. I felt like he was more aggressive in that game. I felt like the arm talent was obvious to everyone. I thought the reaction post-game from the Vikings, from Kevin O'Connell, who you know, came over and gave him a hug.
That was a long hug.
That was a long talk.
The quarterback whisperer whispered a lot of sweet nothings into Caleb Williams' ear.
He probably told him, hey, you know, your rookie contract will expire. I'm still going to be here. Just come over.
We'll just exchange one USC quarterback for another.
Yeah, isn't that something? That was really something.
It was special. But that's respect.
It was a lot of respect.
Yeah.
Good for Caleb. Yeah. Very, very few other things to get pumped up about.
There's very few other things. The passing game did threaten down the field like we had asked it to do, and that's something.